Outside Mullingar, a play by John Patrick Shanley, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Doubt, brings us on a journey to the farmlands of Ireland. It is now playing through October 16th at Capital Rep in Albany. Outside Mullingar is the story of an unlikely romance between two rural middle-aged neighbors, Anthony, an introverted farmer, and Rosemary, the woman who vows to have him at all costs. This morning we meet two of the cast members. Kenneth Kimmins joins us. He has major Broadway and West End resume with stints in The Music Man and the New York and London companies of Company. On television, he spent 9 years as a series regular as Howard on Coach, and he was a semi-regular on Lois and Clark. Lori O'Brien has extensive television and film credits, including work on CSI, CSI Miami, and NYPD Blue. It's a great pleasure to welcome Lori and Kenneth to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh,
thanks for having us. Thank you.
What a delight to have you both here. Tell us how this particular production came about and brought the two of you together.
Well, I have been friends with Maggie Cahill Mancinelli for so many years. I don't want to really say. We worked in Denver together, and I came here and did a play. I did a play here, Times Like These.
Yes.
Years ago, and she was in Los Angeles and with me, and she asked me to do it, so I got to come here all the way from Los Angeles.
And that is, I assume that this is the kind of work you like and look for.
Oh, always. Yeah. I like theater much more than I like television and film, actually, because you have such a long time to get to know and become the character and really, you know, explore the depths of it. And then there's the participation of the audience. I love playing with the audience.
What is that like? How much free rein do you have to play with the audience?
Well, it's just it's not playing as in you...
Playing to them.
Yeah, playing to them. The audience has a real part in making or breaking a show, whether they enter into it, they bring it into it, they come. I mean, they are a part of it. And so you can feel at the beginning of a show what kind of listening they're doing, what kind of things they like. So you kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's not like playing like, oh, I think I'll say something different tonight, but it's, oh, there's a communication that goes on.
Yes. I mean, I'm not saying this literally, but a wink and a nod, if you will.
Yes, I guess so. That's really true. And, you know, and this play really lends itself to that. It's very funny. It's very funny. And
very funny show.
Such a lovely thing to be doing right now. We all need to laugh a lot right now.
Absolutely. So now tell us, I mentioned in the introduction about the main characters. So you play the mother of the lead female character.
Exactly.
And so tell us a little bit about your character.
She's kind of the guiding light. She's the soul and spirit. She's the wise woman, but she's old and infirm, very feisty, and really wants her things to be taken care of before her demise, before she dies.
Mm-hmm.
She has a good attitude about death, and she's very loves her daughter deeply, and she really admires Anthony too.
Yes. Now, you, Kenneth, play the father of Anthony.
I play Anthony's father, that's correct.
So what is that like?
Well, I love playing the part, and of course, because Lori and I play together all of the time practically on stage, we enjoy it. We enjoy doing it together.
Have you ever worked together before?
We never met until I showed up.
But it's just marvelous. I mean, that's the other thing, is like over and over we get to be with each other.
Yeah, we really enjoy it, and we hit it off instantly. So I think it's really helpful for the play, and it's certainly helpful for our characters and for us to be able to work together. We really enjoy it. And one thing I want to mention about the audience here is there's a really close connection between the theater itself, this particular theater, and the audience. I can tell when Maggie goes out and speaks to people at the beginning of the show, that the audience seems to feel part of this particular theater.
Yeah,
and that makes me feel really good. I get a good community sense from this mm-hmm. group of people. And, of course, they really enjoy this show because it's very, very funny and romantic at the same time. And one of the things that I like about the play is the mysticism involved in it, too. This typical Irish, you know, mysticism that's in most Irish literature and plays
it's
as
magical.
Well. So I really love that, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, I play a really cranky guy. And the funny thing is, I know I'm going to be dying soon, too, and we both have a good sense of humor about that. But I'm more particular about what I actually want to have happen with my farm, with my property. And that's part of the story. And, of course, I'm pretty much fooled by everybody else in the play. However, I think it's important, that attitude towards what we own and what we've worked for and what our families have worked for, and the willingness to, I think, be open to someone who isn't necessarily doing exactly what you wanted them to do, you know.
It's such an Irish play.
It's exceedingly
so
Irish.
I mean, it's just oozing Irish.
It's got all of those elements in it.
Now, I don't have to ask Laurie O'Brien about her heritage, but perhaps I do you, Kenneth. You're also Irish? Or
I am, actually, because I did that DNA thing, and uh-huh. I'm actually more Irish than someone who was born in Ireland.
Really?
Yes. I don't know
how that works.
I'm
but
actually
okay.
I'm 87% in terms of my family pure Irish, and most people in Ireland, because Ireland was conquered by various nations, I have a mixed heritage, but mine is very, very high in Ireland, and I have a lot of relatives very much like these people, you know.
When you actually come into a production like this, and how familiar were you with the show prior to coming in?
I had just read it.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, I hadn't. Yeah. I never saw it before. Yeah. Did you?
I had done the play once before, so I was familiar with the play itself. Although I remember the play. I remembered none of my lines when I arrived. So it wasn't helpful. I kept thinking, some morning I'm going to wake up and it's all just going to fall out of me, and that did not happen.
Because after a while you lose it and then it comes back and but it's almost, I would assume, it being a different production, you almost want to relearn it, right?
You do want to relearn it, and I like this production extremely well, so I was very interested in how it's being done, how it's staged, and we both love Maggie. She's just great. So
that's terrific. Wonderful.
And we have a really tight ensemble.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
I mean,
wonderful. The four of us work so well together.
The show is running through October 16th, so there's plenty of opportunities to see it. And as you say, it's just a lot of fun. It's a great escape and getaway.
And it's also very poignant.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
It's got a lot
story,
to say.
But
I mean, you know, it's not
a lot of humor in it for people who really want to come and just lose themselves for an evening.
All right, let me geek out for a second. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So 22 years ago, my wife and I were on our honeymoon, October 10th, I believe. We were married on the 8th. We went to the 10th. We went to California. And the first thing we did when we arrived in California, because we went in L.A. and we were going to drive up and down the coast, and we went to a taping of Coach.
Oh, my Lord.
And that was like the first thing we did on our honeymoon was we saw a taping of Coach. it was a lot of fun. It was really great. But you came out and you were just so, you talk about playing with the audience. You were great. And we just remembered, you became our favorite character because you were so beautiful with the audience, so fun. And talk about a tight ensemble. Everybody seemed, the show, I think, at that point had been around for a little while and you had really congealed. But boy, what a lovely, lovely thing.
It was an awful lot
of fun. My wife and I were just talking about that the other night, of how, what a fun experience that was.
We had such a great time doing it. I think partially, too, because it was not like a cast of teenagers. It wasn't like Friends, where everybody was young. Everybody in the cast was really in their 40s.
Well, so Jerry Van Dyke.
Jerry Van Dyke, Craig Nelson, Shelley Fabre, and Bill Fagerbach, who I just saw in California, and myself. And we had a phenomenal time. But we were all grown-ups who'd done a lot of theater and been around for a long time. So we actually became closer friends as the series went on, which is pretty much, as Laurie knows, the opposite of what normally happens. Normally you start out kind of close and then everybody drifts away.
Yes.
And ours was sort of the opposite of that. So I those were wonderful years. They were incredible years and very much a gift, because as any theater actor knows, the chances of you ever getting on a television series are enormously against you, you know. So I felt very fortunate with that. And I never thought I would do TV. I thought I was just going to do theater for my whole life.
You know? I think John Rich was directing.
Actually, it was probably Rafkin, Alan Rafkin.
Alan Rafkin.
Who had the same record sort of as John Rich, had done many hundreds of
amazing
episodes.
Stuff. Really cool.
Well, thank you. I can't believe you spent part of your honeymoon
with
us.
The amusing part about this is that we had the choice of seeing a brand new show that was doing a premiere episode. It was called Friends.
Ah.
And we chose Coach because we had seen that.
Right.
But
very popular,
we're glad
in
we
the
did.
Northeast, where yes. football yes. is popular.
Yeah. You had Kenneth. That's great.
Well, Outside Mullingar by John Patrick Shanley is playing now through October 16th at Capitol Rep in Albany. CapitolRep.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. And all of our segments are available via podcast. Again, Outside Mullingar at Cap Rep through October 16th. Laurie O'Brien and Kenneth Kimmins, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you both.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
A delight. Lovely. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.